Hey, I'm Ryan Reynolds.
At Mint Mobile, we like to do the opposite of what Big Wireless does. They charge you a lot, we charge you a little. So naturally, when they announced they'd be raising their prices due to inflation, we decided to deflate our prices due to not hating you. That's right. We're cutting the price of Mint Unlimited from $30 a month to just $15 a month.
Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month slows. Full terms at mintmobile.com.
Hey, happy holidays. Welcome to Virgin Atlantic's 2017 holiday special. We're your hosts, singer-songwriter, multi-instrumentalist, and record producer, Marcio Novelli from Canada, a man who wears many hats, literally and figuratively. When I'm not releasing music under my own name, I'm producing and mixing records for other artists. So if you'd like to work together or you just want to say hi, hit me up on Facebook, Instagram, or Twitter as my name, Marcio Novelli. It's right there. You should see it. It's like right there.
And Marcio, as a man who wears many hats, I have to say I'm a little disappointed you're not wearing a Santa hat.
I know.
But
I know. Oh, you know what? I had a Santa hat. My kids destroyed the little like white thing at the top, the little balls. So it's kind of a sad Santa hat.
Yeah. Well, we'll start a GoFundMe for a new Santa hat for Marcio.
Or I feel like you should wear an elf hat and I can wear a Santa hat. Don't know why. It just felt fitting. We'll Photoshop that in.
Sure, we can do that. Yeah. And I am music web designer Ross Barber-Smith from Scotland, owner of Electric Kiwi, where we create awesome custom websites for bands, artists, and musicians. You can follow me on Twitter, Instagram, and Facebook as Electric Kiwi. We are excited to let you know that we are on Patreon, and we recently updated our rewards, so you can become a Bridger for as little as $1 per month.
Yeah, I was wondering, did that hurt for you to say Bridger?
Just did that cause every fiber you a little bit of my pain? Being.
Yeah, because Ross is not a huge fan of that, but I'm warming to it. It's endearing. I like it. Anyway, speaking of becoming an official Bridger, and you do that by going to patreon.com/bridgetheatlantic, and you get some perks, which include early access to content, shoutouts on the show, so we'd be like, hey! So-and-so, you're awesome. You're making the show happen. And we'd say that in an episode. You also have a chance to co-host an episode of Bridge the Atlantic alongside Ross and I. That, I'm so waiting for someone to do that because I think that'll be so much fun. Your support will directly allow us to keep doing this every week and wait for it, spreading knowledge throughout the land. Because that's what we do here at Bridge the Atlantic. We spread knowledge throughout the land.
Yep,
Ross
and the more you say that, the more it becomes true. We've also got official BTA shirts available to purchase on our website. They look great on you. I've said it time and time again. They look great on you. I'm so awesome. Proceeds go into helping us keep the lights on here at Bridge the Atlantic. There's a link to get them in our show notes. And if you use the coupon code BTARocks, you'll receive not 10, but 15% off your purchase.
Baby. You know what, dude? Let's make it 20. Let's make it 20. It's the holiday season.
20.
Let's go crazy over here. Let's do it, baby. Let's do it. Going 20. 20% off as our way of saying happy holidays. How about that? It doesn't get any better than that. And lastly, before we dive into part one of our four-part holiday special, we are so pumped to tell you that we are giving away a free t-shirt for every 100 subscribers we gain on YouTube until the end of 2017. So you still have a few weeks left to snag one for free just by clicking subscribe. I mean, it really can't get any more easy and awesome than that. When you click subscribe, just do us a little flavor. When you click subscribe, do us some flavor. When you click subscribe, there's a little bell that comes up after. Click that, because that way you'll be notified when we post something new. Because, you know, why subscribe if you're not going to see when we post something new, right?
So anyway, we wanted to kick this four-part holiday special off by taking a look back at this year and some of the highlights that we've had before we dive into some marketing advice that you can use to promote your music over the holiday season. So that'll come in parts 2 and 3 and 4, possibly. But this one, we want to kind of focus on what's happened this year.
We're over 3 years in. I think we're 3 years in a few
past
months.
Past the terrible
into doing
twos,
this
toddler stage, and now we're you know, age three. We're almost in kindergarten or whatever
almost.
You guys call it.
Junior, JK. But yeah, it's been a very eventful year. We've had some really awesome guests on the show. And we definitely recommend you go back and check out these episodes if you haven't seen them already. We kicked off the year pretty awesome. Justin Peer of Motion City Soundtrack was our first guest this year. And what a guy. Not only did you and I grow up listening to Motion City Soundtrack, literally we grew up like in a montage. You see us slowly growing up to like a 3.5 minute song. Future freaks me out as we become
it would
older.
Have to be
makes sense, right? But he was very open. Like, he talked a lot about very personal things, and the best part about that was after the interview, like, we had to cut it down. We had like a really I think we had almost an hour of footage. We had to cut down to our regular, you know, about 30 minute format. We do about 30 minute interviews, and we cut it down a bit, and after the interview, I think we hung out with him just for like a couple hours.
It was quite a while.
Yeah, and then we also had Stephen Christian on, another artist from a band, Anne Berlin, that you and I, you know, listened to for many, many years.
Yeah, he talked a lot about balancing multiple projects and stuff, which was really, that kind of helped us realize that we were doing some things right and some things maybe not so right. But it was really nice just to kind of hear from someone who's so successful and doing various things, you know, that some of the stuff we were doing was definitely on the right track.
I find that I feel like some of my favorite interviews from this year are ones that keep popping up in my mind just throughout the day as I'm doing something. I'm reminded of something that one of our guests said, or you and I are talking and they come up. And, you know, like I mentioned Justin Peer already, but, you know, with Stephen Christian as well, I think that balance thing really stuck out to me because you and I have our hands in many different projects, you know what I mean? You know, collectively, you and I do Bridgie Atlantic, you run your own web design company, Electric Kiwi. I'm a solo artist, you know, as Marcio Novelli. I also have a side project, Midnight Soundtrack. I recently started a food vlog called The Crazy Vegan. There's a whole bunch of stuff we do, and that's all fine. You know, let's not forget that we are married and we have families, you know.
We're not married to each other, by the way, guys, just to clarify. True. That would be a super
we
long
are
distance
married
marriage.
Separately. We are separately married and have other obligations and friends, all that kind of thing. You know. So anyways, the point, I'm long-windedly saying that, you know, he helped us realize, one, that it's okay to have multiple projects. That's a great thing. In fact, at the height of his popularity and success, he had started a record label. He was writing. He was, you know, all these different things, which made me feel a lot more excited. In fact, that was a huge turning point for us. You and I were not sure about how we can keep doing the show and everything. And when we're working on something, you got to put everything into it. So that means that you've got 7 days in a week. And like for us, Tuesday is our Bridgie Atlantic day. You work hard, you do everything in that day, but you don't work in another days. The other days you focus on other projects, you know. That was kind of what we had already known. But to see someone like him say that, we're like, yes. And it changed a lot for us. I think it really did change a lot for us.
Yeah. I know another highlight for both of us was Melissa Cross, who I used to shower with every morning. And just
she really liked hearing that, by the way.
Yeah, yeah, I know
she really
did.
Liked hearing that.
I thought she would. So I didn't literally shower with Melissa Cross, but I had her vocal exercises on my phone and I would listen to them in the shower and do them in the shower, much to the annoyance of my flatmates. But yeah, it was really great to speak with her because she's worked with some of our favorite artists and you know, she's definitely had a very positive impact on kind of the metal and punk and hardcore scene.
Yeah, you know, I'm thinking of anyone's tuning in for the first time to Bridgie Atlantic. Mm-hmm. One, they think we're married and that you shower with Melissa Cross.
Yeah, I was having an affair.
Speaking of keeping the love flowing, Garth Richardson, he's a good dude and he is not afraid to get revenge on people.
No. And I think we'll probably not talk any more about that. We'll just let you watch the interview and hear that story from him himself.
Yeah.
And one of our more recent guests who'd been a highlight for me was Riley Smith, who's an actor. I watched him in 24. I think he was in 6 episodes of that, you know, season 3 or 4. But he's an actor and a musician. He's also starred in Nashville and Frequency. But now he's, you know, come out with his EP and he's, you know, doing pretty well on the music front. So we decided we would play 2 Truths and a Lie with him to see what we could uncover about Mr. Riley Smith. So, let's see what we learned about him.
All right. So the first one is a gift that I gave and got. I first got it from my father, and then about 30 years later, I just gave it right back to him.
It's a no gift. Way.
So, it's a regift. So that that is one. That was a you know, a gift and a get.
It was
when I was 9 years old, 8 years old. He gave me a card that he wrote the five keys to being a good man, basically, mm-hmm. and then a letter with it saying how he felt that these applied to me growing up to be a good man. And I put it, little did he know, I put it in my wallet once I was old enough to have a wallet, and it had never left my wallet since. It's always been in there. And then while I was shooting Frequency, and I lost my wallet, and I was so devastated that I'd lost that thing. And then somebody on the crew found the wallet and got it back to me. And so I made a copy of it and gave it to him this past year for Christmas, and just kind of to let him know that he didn't even know that I ever had put it in my wallet or that I had it. And then also basically as insurance, in case I lose my wallet again, he has a copy of it. The second thing is something that I got around the holidays, and that was arrested. I was stealing reindeer that people put out on lawns that are like wrapped in lights. My friends and I in high school were stealing all the reindeer and then putting them up in my buddy's basement, who had like a little like hangout area in his basement. We just had like a shitload of mechanical lit up different snowmen and reindeers and Santa Clauses, one that like blew up, that you actually like blow up and it moves around. We had, you know, a ton of stolen Christmas items in his basement. And the third was, I was dating a girl once who really loved, the Baltimore Ravens. And, I got her a signed football by her favorite player, because I had a friend that was in the league and could get to him. And so, I got her the signed ball. I was really excited about it. I gave it to her. And then she was like, "Oh my God, you know, I used to date him." Right. And I was like, "No way. You used to date this guy's like 6 foot five, the biggest, baddest linebacker in the league." And then she ended up telling me that it was a lie. It was a joke, but I really believed her. I was freaking out. So yeah, those are the three. Like, what do you think's true and what's not?
I think
Riley, you have, this is tough.
I always want to jump in, Ross. I always want to be like, I know the answer, and you're always the smart one. That's like,
but I actually, maybe it's just because you're a good actor. I think all of these could be true.
I think I know which one's a lie.
Which one?
Do you?
Don't tell me if it's a lie yet, because I want Ross to guess. But I believe this whole story with your dad. I believe it's true, and I hope it's true, because that's so beautiful, and I hope I can have a relationship with my kids like that when they get older and, you know, mean that much to them. But you are also an actor, and you know that you know how important a twist is and all this stuff and storylines.
I pulled on your heartstrings a little bit with that one.
You did, especially me being a dad and all that stuff. But I believe that one's true. Personally, don't tell me if it is yet. Mm. I believe that's true, and I do believe. I don't know. The other two, I'm stuck on. I believe that one's true for sure. I'm stuck on whether or not you got arrested. Yeah. That seems very reasonable. I mean, I was a pain in I was a fucking pain in the ass teenager too, and I did stupid fucking shit. We all did that shit. So I was gonna say you're too nice of a guy to get arrested, but then again, you know, stupid antics when we're younger. Then the other football thing, you went on in a bit of detail about that, but I don't know if that one's true. I don't know, Ross. Mm. Ross, you weigh in here.
I mean, I'm with you. I'm torn between those two.
Yeah.
I'm torn between two, which probably means the first one's a lie. But I don't want to believe the first one's a lie, so I'm not going
to
say it's the
first one.
No,
I refuse to believe that's a lie. Don't do that to us, Riley, man.
I think I'm going to say number two is the lie.
You think? That's what I was leaning on. I was leaning on that, but, you know, I also felt like, you know, the whole story with the favorite football player thing. I mean, it's very reasonable. You are in the entertainment industry. I mean, one person's connected to the other person. As we've learned doing these shows, mm-hmm. Ross, one person knows this person. Holy shit, how do these people know each other?
I mean, really, all of them could be true. Like, right. That's the tough thing, is that all of these could be true.
You know what, Ross? Why don't we go? Why don't we go win or lose together for once? Why don't you and I just both say we're going to pick one, man?
I'm going to hold hands. It's number two.
We're going to hold hands and jump in together on this. Live or die, man. I'm going to say that the whole rest of the story is a lie.
You guys are going with that.
Ross? We are.
Yeah.
Okay. I failed this audition. I did not get the job. You are correct. That was a lie.
Yes.
But it was convincing. We only picked that because we had to pick one of them as a lie.
Right.
Exactly. If you were just telling us these three stories, I would never have assumed that any of them were lies. Well, you did pass the audition.
Good job, guys. It was tough.
You lost the game.
As you know, I was having trouble thinking about which ones I wanted to go with. But the arrest was kind of a hybrid because we did do that. Not at Christmas, but at Halloween once in Iowa growing up. And we didn't get arrested, though. But what we did do, which was really bad, and I was not a part of it, but I was there. We stole a scarecrow off of somebody's front yard. And we took it to a bridge late at night, and we dropped it off of the bridge.
No.
But a semi was coming underneath the bridge. So the scarecrow landed on the semi's window. And you can imagine it's 2 a.m, you're a trucker and you've been driving for 15 hours and then a scarecrow just lands on your window. And he almost jackknifed it and we could have been in a lot of trouble.
Well, Ross and I are so thankful that that card story is true. I would be heartbroken after you moved me like that to be like, no, it's a fucking lie. I hate my dad. I'd be like, no.
No, I couldn't do that.
Yeah, that was a fun one. He really did manage to fool us. So I kind of want to talk about another one of our highlights, and again,
let's see if I can guess who you're going
to
say.
So similar to Riley, this guest was an actor and a musician.
Ooh. Okay. Nathan West?
It is Nathan West. And one of the reasons I want to mention Nathan West is because, you know, as well as him being an actor, his wife is also an actor, and she shared the link to Nathan's interview. And they broke our website. Thanks, guys.
They really literally broke our website.
They literally broke it, which was awesome, but also a bit of a panic-inducing moment.
Kind of figuratively, because there's nothing literally to break.
No, but it was...
But you know what I mean, literally.
It was funny. It was also probably the interview, I think, that we had the most outtakes from. And Marcio gave me one of my favorite moments of all time, where he pronounced debuted as debuted.
We were just talking about this earlier today.
Yeah. Every time I see the word debuted in my head, I just hear Marcio saying debuted. And that, kids, is why you should proofread your scripts before you start reading them.
John Wozniak, he was a great dude too. He's from Marcy's Playground. And I mean, when I was probably 10 years old or so, does that make sense? Around 10 years old, loved their hit song, Sex and Candy. I mean, and the weirdest thing too, I believe it was the day that we were doing that interview. Either the day, or the next day, or the day before, around the day that we were doing the interview, I was driving home and I hadn't heard song forever. And of course, on the radio, Sex and Candy. Mm-hmm. Like, what?
Was it not like weird? it was a big anniversary for their record? I think.
Well, that makes sense.
I think it was a 20-year anniversary or something along those lines. And they were doing a tour. But yeah, that would make sense.
And speaking of songs from artists and artists themselves that I listened to when I was younger, Third Eye Blind, I mean, I used to listen to them when I was, again, probably late, like around 10, 11, 12 or so. That makes sense. Around that age. And Semi-Charmed Kind of Life. I know it's called Semi-Charmed Life, but Semi-Charmed, I can't help, I roll off my tongue. I couldn't help but say Semi-Charmed Kind of Life. You know, we had Kevin Cadogan on, who was the original guitarist of Third Eye Blind and co-wrote all those songs. He was a lot of fun, too.
Yep.
He was very open and honest. He didn't pretend to, like, you know, he could have been like, look, guys, I'm from Third Eye Blind. But he wasn't. He was very honest, and I really appreciated that.
Yep. And speaking of honest, I think you don't get much more honest than Miss Amanda Palmer.
No, Amanda effing Palmer.
Yeah. We have to watch our language, Marcio.
Just so everyone knows, usually I wouldn't censor that, but recently we've been flagged on YouTube, like half our videos.
We've been bad.
Full disclosure. Flagged. Can't monetize. We're like, oh, we better watch our language.
So, I mean, I think definitely talking to Amanda was a big, big moment for both of us, because she's, you know, she's so well known and respected in the independent music scene, and she's done a lot of good work for artists. And I think just having the chance to speak with her was you know, a real privilege. You know, her time is very much in demand, and we were given 30 minutes of her time, and we use those 30 minutes to the best of our ability.
Well, you know, like, I had been wanting to start my own, like, I've done crowdfunding campaigns in the past. As for Patreon, it's something I want to start for a long, long time. And I've just been kind of holding off, you know, that whole trying to be perfect and everything, making sure it's perfect. And after interviewing her, it really was the catalyst for me to just be like, no, that's it. Just get it done. Get it out there. You know, the point I'm getting to is she just really gave me that extra push to be like, no, start it, you know, make art and allow people to pay you for that so that you can continue making art, or else you got to get a job, you know? So thank you for that. That was, and if anyone's interested, you can find my own personal Patreon at patreon.com/Marcianovelli. And it's a monthly subscription, and you can support me and get a whole bunch of stuff in return, like acoustic demos of songs no one else has heard, your name in my video credits, and so much more. Check it out. I was going to mention Alan Cross as a highlight for me. Mm-hmm. And what made me think of that is the other day I was out with some friends, with my wife and some friends, and we were playing like a game. The game is called Therapy, I think it is. And every time it was my turn to read something, for some reason, I was like, and blah, blah, I was talking like a radio host. I had my podcaster's voice on, which is funny because we don't really use podcaster voices here. And immediately I thought of Alan Cross. I'm like, oh my God, I'm channeling Alan Cross right now. But yeah, speaking of which, Alan Cross, he was a good one too. From a very young age here in Canada, Alan Cross is like the guy. And I'm listening to The Ongoing History of New Music, which for some reason I couldn't remember that title when we interviewed him, but yeah. I remember it now. He made sure I remembered it. I'm still driving in the car and I hear Alan's voice. I'm like, oh, it's Alan. But he was really down to earth, really good guy. Yeah. And for some reason, you know him out there.
I know him from his books. Yeah, because I used one of his books when I was doing a dissertation or an essay or something at college. And then he shared a post that I wrote many years later, and we emailed back and forth a little bit, and I told him about the book, and it's kind of funny, it's kind of come full circle that, you know, I used your work and then you've shared my work, and it's just like,
absolutely.
It was a nice moment.
Well, I mean, we could keep going. We can name just about everyone that we've had on the show this year, because everyone's awesome. But yeah, I do want to mention one more, and it's Biff Naked. She is a great everything.
Yeah.
She's a great artist, great person. She opened up a lot about everything from having gone through cancer, you know, being a survivor of cancer survivor, three different ways to say it apparently. And she was just a lot of fun, and she talked a lot about the music industry, how it's changed, how she's changed in it. And we love her. We really do.
Definitely. And there's a reason they call her the rock goddess, but they should also, I mean, another way to call her could be the nicest woman in rock or something, because she's genuinely very lovely.
Absolutely.
Yeah, so we played another game of Two Truths and a Lie, and this time it was with Biff Naked herself.
The rock goddess.
The rock herself, goddess.
Mm-hmm. Biff Naked. And she told us three things that she received for Christmas. We had to guess again which one was a lie. Filthy lie.
Filthy lie. Now, if you've tuned into any past specials, you will know that we've had mixed success with this. And we did really want Biff to make us sweat here because, you know, we like it when we sweat, apparently.
One gift I received was a Judas Priest album on vinyl called Unleashed in the East. One gift I received was a soft Angora bunny named Bartholomew. And one gift I received was a pair of pajamas with sex positions all over them.
Okay. Oh, my gosh.
Well, I want to just jump in and ask, did you name Bartholomew, or was he, you know, did he arrive with that name?
He arrived with the name already.
Okay. I mean, that's all the questions I've got about Bartholomew, actually. I know that Marcio wants to ask questions about those pajamas, but he's he's hesitating.
Do you still have them?
No, I do not still have them.
How long did you have them for?
About 2 years.
Okay. Do you still have the album?
Yes, I do.
Is it one of your favorites?
Yes, it is.
Do you have it on CD as well?
Yes, I do.
Hmm. I don't know where you're going with these questions.
I'm just trying to see if you can slip up in one way or another.
Yeah, I know. Yeah. I mean, because I know you've done some acting. So, you know, you're digging deep and you're putting those skills to good use. Because right. My detective skills are failing me a little bit today.
I'm not having a hunch or anything on this one. All three were, I think, because she set each one up exactly the same. Some of our guests give it away without realizing. They're like this, and then...
Because they go into too much detail or not enough detail, but you were very balanced in your delivery.
Good to know. Yeah. Good to know. My husband's addicted to Forensic Files back.
Oh, I used to watch it on Netflix sometimes.
Oh, he loves it. So it's good to know if I can...
Investigation Discovery is a great channel.
Yeah. Oh, interesting. Good to know.
If he's not familiar with it...
I don't think so.
All those shows. It's all those shows. Okay. You'll never get him away from the TV. But anyway, we are moving away from the... You're distracting us. I see what you're doing. You're putting that technique to use. I think, Marcio, we're probably just going to have to go with our guts here.
I'm going to say, Ross, I think that she has the record. I'm going to say that is a true. I'm going to put that aside and leave it between the second and third. I'm just going to say that's true. Unless she's tricking us there, she has a CD, but not the vinyl. But I'm going to just say that's aside. So for me, it's between this Bartholomew bunny and her pajamas.
I'm starving. I mean, I'm kind of thinking, are you going to go with what you want to be true? Or are you going with what you think is true?
I'm going to say...
That is the question.
Often different things.
Yes.
Yeah.
I'm going to say that the bunny... I don't know. She gave it a name, too. She had that name set to go. Like, I feel... would she have named a falsehood, you know?
I don't know. I mean, we've only really known Biff for 35 minutes, so...
Ross, what's your hunch?
I don't want to give mine away, Marcio. I see what you're doing.
Come on, we got to work together. Remember, we decided we're going to work together on these from now on. We're going to work together.
Really? We're going to work together? That's not like us.
I know, right?
I'm actually going to say I think the pajamas is a lie.
You think so?
For some reason, there's just something about those pajamas. I'm just thinking.
I think it's a lie too, but however, it's that, like you said, I'm hoping that she had those pajamas because that would just be hilarious, you know? But you know what? I think that I'm going to go with you on this. I'm going to say that the pajamas...
Are you?
Or lie.
No, sorry, a light just blew.
I heard that. Ooh, we should have used this in the Halloween special,
terrifying.
Not the Christmas special, not the holiday special. I'm going to... Okay, Ross, what's your answer?
Yeah, I'm going to go with... I think the pajamas is a lie.
And I'm going to say that... she named it, though. It's Bartholomew, you know? She named it. Would she name... Well, I guess she's an author. You guys are hearing my thoughts in my head. Yeah, the pajamas are a lie.
Okay, are you ready for my answer?
Yeah.
As I sit here consumed, hand-wringing with guilt, I don't, nor have I ever had a bunny.
Oh, I was going to say that too!
Oh, no.
I was going to say that too! I got influenced by Ross.
To my detriment, absolutely. Someday I will.
She really had us guessing.
Yeah, she really did. Her and Riley both actually, I think, made this really difficult for us, but so much fun.
So much fun. I think that's a good place for us to wrap up part one. Mm-hmm. You can find us on Twitter, Facebook, Instagram, iTunes, and YouTube. Don't forget to visit our website and pick up one of our shirts while you're there.
As for me, I'm working on my second solo album. You can pre-order it at marcionovelli.com/pre-order. Follow me on Facebook, Instagram, Twitter, and Spotify, which are all my name, Marcio Novelli. And most importantly, I ask you to subscribe to my new YouTube channel.
And I am working on websites for various artists at the moment. You can check out my work at electrickiwi.co.uk. You'll find me on Twitter and Instagram as Electric Kiwi, and on Facebook, Electric Kiwi Design.
This episode, now I'm going to put my podcasting voice on. This is what I usually reserve it for. This episode was brought to you by 30 Roses, a virtual assistant and consultant to musicians and other creatives, as well as Music Entrepreneur HQ and Social Surge. All links are in the show notes, so please check them out because they do what, Ross?
They keep the show alive.
Oh, yeah.
And if you would like to sponsor the show and have your name read out in that podcaster's voice, visit patreon.com/bridgetheatlantic. As we mentioned earlier, we have recently updated the rewards, which now includes sponsorship at the start of our interviews, as well as an opportunity for you to co-host an episode. Make sure to subscribe on YouTube and iTunes so you don't miss any episodes. Yeah, if you want. And leave us a comment and let us know what you think of the show.
That was great. Thanks for tuning in to part one of our 2017 holiday special.
If you enjoyed this, there is more coming your way next week, so make sure you're subscribed.
That's right. And if you're subscribing on YouTube, make sure to hit that bell so you get notified of our updates and for your chance to win a free Bridge the Atlantic shirt for every 100 new subscribers we get until the end of the year.
Happy holidays, guys, and we'll see you next week.
Need new glasses or want a fresh new style? Warby Parker has you covered. Glasses start at just $95, including anti-reflective, scratch-resistant prescription lenses that block 100% of UV rays. Every frame's designed in-house with a huge selection of styles for every face shape. And with Warby Parker's free home try-on program, you can order 5 pairs to try at home for free. Shipping is free both ways, too. Go to warbyparker.com/covered to try 5 pairs of frames at home for free. WarbyParker.com/covered.